your hood. You slander my name to where it's far from good. Yeah, I think it's a pity and a crying shame, but I've done wrong, so I'll take the blame. You think this life is easy for me? Then listen, listen to my story. When I was just a little punk, I was the town's biggest skunk. I got bigger than the rest and became a bigger mess. Later on, I led a mob and became a bigger slob. We stole candy, cigars, gum. We was mud and the luck was dumb. I'm a little JD. AJ stands for juvenile. D stands for delinquent. I'm a little JD. Listen to my story. I met some guys a while back and we stole a cabbie sack. We rode around till we piled it up. We thought we were living it up. We slept all day, prowled all night, roaming the streets, looking for fights, stealing, gambling, drinking brew. Just wasn't much we wouldn't do, cause we're all JD. AJ stands for juvenile. D stands for delinquent. I'm a little JD. Listen to my story. Just out of town, and that's when they ran us down. They locked us in the day before, locked in one of their commit dorms. So play it cool, take a fool's advice, cause where I am, it's showing nice. If you think you're smart, think you're tough, you'll wind up where it's really rough, where there's all JDs. AJ stands for juvenile. D stands for delinquent. I'm a little JD. You've heard my story.
It's 7:04 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Station wants you to know the medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. My brain moves faster than my mouth. Anyway, we can't explain away this last set of the first hour. Just heard Phil Johns and the Lonely Ones. And Ballad of a Juvenile Delinquent came out on the compilation Teenage Riot, 1988, on Atomic Passion. The original was on the Rossell label. It says 1967, although I think it was part of a film. So, chances are, some clueless producer had to put in there. That's how, juvenile delinquents still act, even though it's 1967. Fine stuff before that. Big Brother, originally released on the Rossell label. KGM was the Phil Johns label. Rossell label, 1967. I got off the compilation, Killer Cuts. Came on the Spanish label, Gerson, in 1998. And before that, Cappy Lewis and Bullfight. Came out on RV in 1961. And Moody and the Deltas kicked it off with Everybody Clap Your Hands, originally released on the Daisy label, 1964. I got off the box set, Redbird Story CD1, came out in 1991 on Charlie. our compiler that is no longer with us. And I just read the other day that RPM, another fine compiler in the UK, will no longer be producing compilations. That really stinks. Anyway, coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
tell you. It isn't always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Baby, This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you lock in your attic.
Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. We just heard Ruby Dooby Doo from the film Key Witness. Single that was released in 1960 on MGM. The artist was Charles Walcott and his orchestra. For that, the first four did yet another version of Empty Heart. This was released on the Claridge label, 1966. I got off the compilation, What a Way to Die. Came out on the Satan label, 1983. For that, the Double Ears did Wah Wobble, originally released on the Elektra label in 1963. I got off the compilation, Twist and Rumble Volume 2, the CD version. All right, let me just turn this back. There we go. Anyway, Before that, a double shot of songs everybody knows, Left Bank and Memory of Steve Martin Carroll, the vocalist for the Left Bank, Pretty Ballerina from 1966 on Smash, and the Bee Gees, and that old to the only song in this great nation named after a Bee Gees song, Massachusetts, 1967 on Echo. And we kicked off the set, the first set of the second hour, with Bye Bye Birdie, Chet Atkins version from the Teen Scene LP. Came out in 1963 on RCA Victor. Anyway, got one more break to go. Put this thing out of its misery. Hope you're digging it. If you're not, you know what to do. These are the Desperate Hours.
Cincinnati. Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Wash off that perfume before you come back.
Touch typewriting course, and congratulations on owning a Smith Corona. If you follow instructions carefully, take time to correct any weaknesses which develop, and practice as suggested, you should soon be typing faster than most people write by hand. Additional speed and skill will, of course, come with practice. Have you studied the preliminary instructions and correct typing technique illustrations on page 1 of your typing textbook? Have you examined the keyboard and finger diagram on page 2 and identified the home keys? If not, stop the record now and do so before proceeding with this lesson.
Heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Explaining with us next to last set of the evening. Just heard Mark Valentino from 1962 on the Swan label and Walking Alone. For that, Sanford Clark with the B-side to 9-Pound Hammer and Ooh Baby. Came out in 1957 on DOS. Dwayne Eddy. I'm going to play Along the Navajo Trail, but I figured, and you know what, I'm going to just play Peter Gunn. You know, I played a couple of songs that everybody knows already. Peter Gunn, 1960 on the Jamie label. Then we kicked it off with the Jagged Edge, a track that was previously unreleased. It was an acetate. It appeared on the compilation Howling for My Darling. Came out in Y2K on the Teenage Shutdown label. Anyway, I'm going to be better about giving people shouts. People will tune in because without you, why the heck would I do this? Anyway, Bob, the technical wizard behind everything here at WMFO, I think it's like a tsunami of all the stuff that's been going on. Scott Corky, my alma mater, WMWM up in Salem, Big K, Mike Murray, who just introduced a song in this past set, Whole Lot of Shaking, 4 to 6, on differentradio.org every Saturday. Bob Brannigan out in Seattle, Sherry out in Detroit, The Q. I'll be going with him over to the Tony C documentary, which will be taking place at the Lynn Auditorium tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. So be sure to check it out. I'm sure there are seats left. Joe and Darlene. People I consider that my associate producers on the show, they contribute so many ideas and material to keep this thing going, make it worthwhile to go. Jay down in Plymouth, Robbie White, Forbidden Alliance, Sundays from 9 to noon on WOWD. You can get that over the internet. Ron Beal, Kathy Howard, who I grew up with, in Metro West. Tommy out in Stockholm, middle of the night for him. Don't you sleep. None of my friends sleep. They're all different way, different time zones. And they're active. I'm getting up at 5 in the morning. Sean Bud, Smell, and Donna. A few people indicated who they were interested. I'll just show you that. Show you anyways. The mastermind behind all things Gizmos, Eddie Flowers, Steve O'Brien, Rod Strickline, Walter Newell, who tunes in every week. But he's merely interested. He doesn't want to go all out and say he actually listens to this thing. Rick, Linda down in Baltimore, Meg, Michael in Pittsburgh, and Lisa in Austin. Thank you all for listening, if you are listening. 7:40. These are the desperate hours. Let's take this old girl home.
Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
If I gave you love, if I gave you love, would you please come on?
won't be all alone. Every time that you come, you say that you stay, but girl, you go away. I need your love, I need your love. Let's try again.
DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Diddy-wall, diddy-diddy-wall.
As usual.
7:57 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours, or these were the Desperate Hours, because they're playing that song. Damn, I'm all discombobulated. Anyway, these were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the evening. Just heard Jack and the Beanstalks from Wisconsin, and So Many Times, originally released on the LaRon label in 1967. I got it off the compilation, Highs in the Mid-60s, Volume 10. Before that, the Ones did Diddy Wah Diddy. They were a local band. They're from the city of Boston. Channeling, I guess, their inner remains. Track originally released on Ashwood House in 1965. I ain't gonna lie, I got off of Pebbles Volume 13. Before that, the Warlords did Real Fine Lady, originally released on the Four label in 1966. On Back from the it appeared on the compilation Back from the Grave, Volume 5. And before that, the Royal Playboys and Bring It Back, originally released on Doe Day in 1966. I got off of Hodad, Who Nanny 2. Before that, the Motifs did If I Gave You Love. I got off the compilation Storm in the Garage, originally released on the Selsom label in 1966. And we get that off of Travis and Bob, Tell Them No, 1959 on Sandy. Anyway, these were the Desperate Hours. Man, you're listening for Douchebags Everywhere, Rock and Roll, Rhythm and Blues, Punk and Pop Track, the Has-Been, Should-Have-Been, Woulda, Couldas, and Never Wars, from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex. As always, the pleasure is mine. I'll be talking at you next week. Take care.